Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Checking out Yakety Schmackety's draft, sheet here of all the dead people and people who are still alive that you thought were dead.
That's some peer-reviewed research
there. It's crazy.
That will be going.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I realize how tough it is to pick, 10 names. Because there was a solo hit over the weekend, right? Was it the bowler, Mark Roth? That was a solo hit?
And Stephen Sondheim?
I thought that was just a question.
No. He died.
Yeah, the guy who alerted us to it had it on his list.
Yeah, he died. It was only one hit.
Then I misunderstood that.
Yeah, okay. And then Sondheim died. He was 90-some, right? Was that just old age or was he sick?
No, I'm aware of him being sick.
Sondheim. I think he was just old.
Okay. How many people had him?
4.
Okay. Yeah, so to pick out certain people and just get it, I know there's some thousands of people to play this Deadpool, it seems like, anymore, but you just have to. I'm looking at this list now to pick out 10, Craig. And with the exception of the famous people that are really old or really, really sick, the Bob Barkers of the world, the Bob Doles, next year, I forgot half these guys were still alive.
There's a thousand names in that little presentation.
I forgot Burt Bacharach was still alive. He's not? No, he is alive, yeah.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. But apparently, so according to Yakety Schmackety, because he puts this, he's old as F, that's part of it, and he also is supposedly telling friends goodbye. Does Yakety Schmackety hang outside their house and look through the window and see
right.
if these people are saying goodbye to people?
Where does he glean this information?
I don't know.
Yeah, some of these are actually marked with the word dying.
Right.
Like, he says Sidney Poitier and Barbara Walters are both, it just says dying.
Does it really say that? Okay.
Yeah, those are two.
I think Barbara
is a good name to have on your list.
Sir David Attenborough says failing health. That's a red hole.
He's been going down for years.
Craig, you're the expert here.
Not as much as him.
No, he's really into this. Yeah.
Do you take into account things like, I haven't seen Barbara Walters make a public appearance in a long time.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So that's noted on some of these is, pulled back from public life or hasn't been seen or canceling appearances.
Says he now fears dying of cancer and feels like his days are numbered. I'll say the name, and then you give me the name. That's his affliction. Michael Caine. Did not know that. Has now an assistant living facility. That would be, John Madden, is he?
I was going to say you haven't heard a lot out of him either.
Probably.
For a long time.
Not only that, here's another key. You're starting to hear more tributes.
Oh,
yes.
John.
Yeah,
okay.
Yes, you are.
On Christmas Day, there's a big Madden documentary.
Here's a good one. Just signed over business interests to her son. Her son's name is Sean. Come on. Yoko Ono.
Oh.
Yeah. I think he weighs,
I want to know how many hours he puts into that.
I love this one. Imprisoned in 2018. Now he's generally hating life. That's Bill Cosby.
Yeah, he's out though. Oh,
man. Yeah, he is out. He is out.
He is now.
Jack Nicholson, really fat, not acting any longer.
But he was just.
He was at a Laker game.
At a Laker game.
I saw that.
Out in public, so that's good for him.
He goes to Laker game.
Right, yeah. It actually says really fat.
Oh, here's a bad one here. Jesus. Oh, I didn't know this. We just lost, Curly Culp, didn't we?
Yeah, over the weekend.
Yeah, but this has been bedridden for years on a feeding tube since 2016 in ill health, battling Parkinson's and dementia, and is nonverbal. Otis Taylor, man. Also, famous Kansas City Chief. Chiefs are dropping like flies, Nick.
All right. The Chiefs from the 60s.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true.
I didn't know Judge Mills Lane was in bad health.
Man.
Partially paralyzed from a stroke.
Yeah, several years ago.
Now I want to go watch some celebrity death match.
How the hell does he...
Didn't he get a judge show briefly?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
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 How the hell does a yakety-smackety get some of these? I mean, we all know the cancers of the world, but I mean, you know.
There's probably some corners of the dark web to find this information.
He knows.
Incurable lung disease. Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull, man. That'll be a good day, though, when he dies. Not, I don't want him to die, but we'll just jam some Tull all day.
Right.
Yeah. Just to piss off our boss. Our boss will be so pissed. Why are you guys playing Jethro Tull? Why not? popping pills yet again, but I read a recent interview with this girl and seems like she's got her head together again. Heather Locklear. She was in People magazine, straightened out and sober, got a boyfriend, you know, blah, blah, blah. Popping pills yet again.
Okay, I'm not familiar with this guy's name. Wrestler Terry Funk.
Yep. Yeah, he was a wrestler back in the day. Yep,
the comment here says, now in frail health after a lifetime of less than sensible choices.
I love this one. He's just labeled drunkard. Drunkard. That's an old school reference, too. Drunkard is Dwight Gooden. Remember we looked at, remember he had an extended belly thing?
Oh, yeah.
And that Mets documentary, right, which was excellent. Yeah,
the mid-80s right. Mets.
Yeah, that was a great documentary.
And he had an odd-looking belly going on.
He did.
This is always one of my favorites, Meatloaf, and it just says, have you seen this guy lately?
I didn't know. A cancer-canceled remainder of 2017 tour. Joe D. Messina is a country singer from back in the day. He's not even that old, man. Born in 1970. And Relapse, 2016, with a big question mark. Edward Furlong. Remember the actor, the young actor?
Yeah,
yeah. So, Yakety, man, don't get on the bad side of Yakety. You know, funny thing about Yakety is he's all over social media. He goes to Disney World. He's just a happy guy. You ever notice about it? His social media posts, he's having fun. He's with the family. They're at Disney. He likes Disney, obviously. He's down Disney World a lot. I'm not going to give his real name out, but we all know who Yakety Schmackety is. And he's always smiling. And right behind those smiling faces is the lurk of death.
Yeah.
Is a Google News alert for pancreatic cancer.
He's smiling at Disney World, and he's keeping notes in his head about pancreatic cancer, right?
Now, this is tough information to get. Supposedly, Putin has pancreatic cancer?
Really?
It says, to resign as Russian president as Kremlin footage uncovers major health concerns.
Well,
how do you find that out?
Well, we're talking about old evil men. You know, they think, they just go to the grave being evil, and they're going to die. Everybody dies. I mean, we talked about one of the Koch brothers died. You know,
but getting inside info out of Russia.
People don't live forever, and even evil men just die, you know, which is good in a lot of ways. And Putin's an evil guy, you know?
Sure. Yeah. I'm just saying, finding that out is, that's a deep, dark corner of the internet you got to be lurking.
Yeah,
in.
Mentioning Gary Rosington, Lynyrd Skynyrd, heart attack, heart failure, all that stuff, canceling shows. Man, you bummed me out here. But thanks for the list. And you can start getting on right now, craigsdeadpool.com or tntradioempire.com. There's a link on there to go and register you for list for the 2022 season.
Got an email here. Subject line, public Craig sighting interaction.
Let's hear this.
Hey, guys. Craig and the family were shopping at my place of work on Sunday. I was leaving the sales floor to poop when I noticed a man observing a product in between me and the door, which led to a potential failed tester. So he was headed to the bathroom. I don't know if you noticed that.
Did you hear about spell it correct?
I had no idea. Okay.
I greeted this masked up customer and briefly gave an explanation of the product, which somehow generated a laugh. It was the unmistakable laugh of the Craig Evans, who had clearly wandered off from his task at hand. Hearing that, I said, Craig? He flinched slightly and said, yes. Starstruck, I said, you're my idol, to which he responded, I'm sorry. I should have said, I loved the show and moved on, but I hung around while they looked around. I had a couple of successful testers while they were there, so I wanted to apologize for that. Nice to meet you, Craig. On a side note, I want to thank all of you guys that came out a little less than a year ago. I'm from a small town by Puss's Farm where they generally don't like my type.
No, you can bang goats, just don't like gays.
You guys and gals share my same sense of humor, are accepting of everyone who's a good person. Thank you for helping me all these years with your laughs. Craig, you are not my type, but you look dapper, all showered up and hair slicked back.
Oh, you were all cleaned
Much
up.
Love.
Craig does clean up like
he
that.
Does.
Yeah, he cleans
he
up.
He likes
nice.
To clean up.
So
I think he cleans up everywhere but here.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, so do we all for that matter.
Oh, that's true.
True. Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure every day it'll clean up, but Craig, he's not your type though, man.
I'm not his type.
You could have got a little action in the
I'm not his type. You might be my type. We're not good.
That's true. Yeah. You could be your type.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm not his type, and so I have to deal with that.
Yeah.
Now, you didn't say what his type was.
Do you remember this guy?
Of course I do.
Was
he's the only person I talked to.
Was he a younger guy?
Yeah.
He's probably not your type because you're too old for him. Like the young chicks we used to talk to.
That's probably only one reason, but that's one of the reasons.
It's a reason.
He's got a hairy daddy complex. You're hoping he does.
Well, in this case, he didn't need any of that.
All right. Nah. you don't want some of this? I'm all slick back. I want everybody to be attracted to me, even young gay men.
Stuck to the tape.
Yeah. Well, what are you going
to
do?
Todd coming out stuck to the tape, too, by the way, earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Did read that in first person,
did.
Didn't
I did.
It?
Yeah. That's a good sighting there, Craig. How was your Thanksgiving weekend, man?
It was beautiful.
Did you have one meal or did you have two? I know your dad's
going. I won.
One, okay.
One.
All right.
One. Yeah, it was wonderful.
Good.
Lots of wonderful people. Last night, the Ravens edged the Browns. I don't know if you mentioned that.
I didn't know. No, we haven't really talked much.
16-10.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a game I'm probably rooting for the Ravens since my boys
6-3
really 6-3
at the half or something boring.
Lamar threw like four picks in the second quarter.
Yeah.
Right.
It was terrible.
I watched.
I'm afraid of the Bills getting, not the Bills, the Patriots getting good.
Watched Yellowstone and went to bed.
Yeah, I watched Yellowstone last night too. I was done watching. And that game was a win-win for me. I hate both teams and it really didn't matter. I think the Ravens will probably win that division. So I'm hoping maybe we turn it around and maybe get a wild card. So I guess I want the Browns to lose. They did. So they got 6 losses.
Yeah, the Patriots being good is just so disheartening.
Well, but here's the deal about that.
They're winning.
They're winning. I mean, they're never going to be like they were.
No.
Now, the best quarterback ever. They're not going to be dominant.
But I wanted.
They're not going to be dominant. They're going to be a good team.
I wanted 20 years of mediocrity.
Yeah, I know. Well, the NFL, it's quick. You can come back in a year.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. It sucks. Yeah. I wanted them to be so bad for so long.
Well, in the NFL this year.
Everything. But to them, though, losing, not winning a Super Bowl, that's what they're used to.
Yeah, but so, I mean, I wanted them not in the playoffs.
Oh, I know that.
Every week, there's a new it team. You know, there was talk of the Vikings might be good last week.
Well, it's every week they change.
Not today.
Every week they change. So, yeah.
And before that.
Best thing about the NFL, they get 17 games.
It was the Cardinals, and then it was the Rams.
Right.
These guys look unbeatable, and then they get beat.
Right. Well, even the Packers, and they looked good yesterday, then they lost you guys the week before.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why the NFL is better than college football, because – nobody's going to vote. You got to win games, and you got to get in the playoffs.
It's going to be a wild last 6 weeks of the season.
Damn right it is, yeah. And Nick can concentrate on one team now because his team's done.
Yeah, I didn't find them on the bowl projection.
They're not.
Graduate.
Oh, that's right.
You have to win a minimum amount of games.
Close.
They only won half.
They only won half of the minimum.
Although, are they going to let 5-win teams?
No. They did that for COVID. That was it.
There's 40 freaking bowl games now.
They did that with COVID.
There's 80 teams that are going to go to bowl games.
They did that with COVID. They're not going to do it. That's the reason they changed it last year. What's new, Craig?
You mentioned the greatest leader in the world, Vladimir Putin.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was according to our last president. He loved that guy.
You mentioned him. Apparently, he's getting an experimental nasal vaccine for the COVID. It's his fourth one.
Why don't you get the real one?
His fourth vaccine.
He's get the,
yeah. Who knows what all he's got?
Get the one on the shoulder there, man.
Who knows what all he's got? A few days ago, he got the Sputnik Light booster.
All right.
He says the all these vaccines are great, and he says he went to play sports after, right after he got
it. Are they just doing their own over there?
Did
Sputnik Light?
What the hell? Did he specify? I'm going to play sports.
Maybe he did. It just doesn't say
with
so.
With my shirt off, too,
hey,
by the way.
I'll see you in a while. I'm going to play sports.
With my shirt off on a horse.
Come to think of it, I haven't. Well, I golfed.
Played sports?
I played golf on Friday, so I guess I played sports.
Played sports. You do play sports, yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Mm-mm. Sure. I didn't play sports very well, but I played sports.
Sports.
You know, that's one of the things I didn't make time for, is sports over the weekend.
No, I didn't. If you call drinking a sport, which sometimes I do, I did that.
It's certainly an activity.
Yeah, I did that.
Too many social obligations?
I had a lot.
That
yeah,
and just, I'll do this. I'll do this at the house instead. You know, doing things I'm supposed to do.
Right.
Ugh, I hate that.
Get yourself dressed up for random gay guys at the store to see your ass. Yeah.
You know it.
I just said random gay guys.
He's not random at all.
I know. He's a specific gay guy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
New study finding a link between social media use and depression.
Yeah, that's for sure.
In older adults. Yeah. The research published in the, sorry, I forgot to mention this.
Right.
In the JAMA Network
Man,
Open.
JAMA.
Yeah. Surveyed over 5,000 adults with a median age of 56 found that those who use social media more frequently, Snapchat, Facebook, TikTok, experience symptoms of depression.
Here's what sucks about it. I got a perfect example of what happened to me this past weekend. We were at the celebration for my dad. There's a party, and two cousins were there that politically I don't agree with, but they're both vaccinated because nobody's really dumb. Well, they are dumb, but not when it comes to that. We haven't followed each other on Facebook for a year or so because I just saw some stuff. Legitimately, we walked up to each other, hugged each other, drank, and talked about other stuff, and we actually said out loud, why do we even talk about this crap on Facebook? Let's not even do it anymore. I said, yeah, let's not. When we see each other, let's have a few beers and laugh like we always did back in the old days. That's wrong with social media. Social media makes people say stupid stuff. And in person, people can get along and just talk about football, my dad, his parents, his mom still, his aunt was his mom is my dad's brother and sister. Yeah, you got it. And so, I've known this kid my whole life. Love this guy.
A lot of other people
have
that conversation.
Right. But you don't really see him, And by the way, what that takes, though, is nobody bringing anything up at all. That's the key.
And nobody,
not anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Don't go there. Don't say, well, how about?
In
and
person.
Don't wear a Brandon shirt. Don't be an a-hole,
Well, it's easy.
Hang up a sign to Brandon. Happy Brand, was it? What's the FU Biden? What is it?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go, Brandon, at a Husker game, you idiots.
Yeah. It's easy to pop off when you don't have to look somebody in the eye.
Right.
And maybe just don't,
Don't bring it up in person either.
No, yeah.
Well, first of all, get vaccinated. If you're not vaccinated, I'm not hanging out with you, so.
But on social media, just move on.
Right. Leave the opinions to professionals, like broadcasters.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, on the air is different.
You could talk about other stuff on Facebook, but the opinions of current events and whatnot should go, just be relegated to the professionals.
Right.
People have earned their way into a position like this. Because everybody's got a show to social media.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And, they need
a lot of your shows suck.
Yeah. They need to get canceled.
A lot of your shows suck, yeah. So, yeah, social media blows. It's there. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter and And we have new cartoons from TikTok. They're always just fun.
You do learn some things from social media from time to time.
Oh, you do. You do. Right,
because I did not know that Curly Culp played his football at Arizona State.
You should have known that.
He was also a wrestler.
You're not a good man.
No, I'm not.
Forgetting you're not a good devil.
What kind of fan are you?
Yeah.
A fan that doesn't remember devils from the 60s?
Yeah, because
come on.
They weren't your favorite team then.
They were not.
No, you're not your favorite team then.
Was that still Tempe Normal School?
You were a toddler.
It could have been.
You were a toddler.
Arizona State University legend.
Yeah. How many people had Curly Culp?
Zero.
How many had famous bowler Mark Roth?
I haven't looked.
All right. Apparently one.
At least one.
One guy checked in, right? Yeah. And how many people had David Sondheim?
Zero. Four.
Oh, rather. Four. Who were they?
Daddy Bong Legs.
That's the gay guy wanted to call you. That's the gay guy wanted to call you, by the way.
No, he didn't. Not
right.
His type.
He's not India. I know. Damn it.
Exactly. What I'm saying.
I mean, think about that. At any age, you want validation. You would have rather had saying, hey, I'd knock a piece off, Craig. The guy says, oh, man, that sucks.
Well, I don't think I took it that hard.
I know. But you would have liked it if he was India.
I don't know if liked it.
Well,
I mean, an element of course, everybody likes validation.
Right.
But at the same time, I'm not that hurt.
That's true.
It's the first time someone has not found me in their wheelhouse.
I hear that.
But it would have been nice to hear what a piece of ass you are.
Well, it
butt
always
sex is butt sex, man.
Yeah. Look
at it that way. Well,
I don't know why you want me to look at it that way.
Look at it that way.
Actually, it's not. It's actually not. Not for hetero guys. Because you might be flipped around in this situation. And then butt sex is completely different for hetero guys.
Yeah, it's not the same at all.
Not the same. I realized that as I said that, Todd.
No matter what, it's not cool in the flooring department. Yeah. Or in the dining room tables or wherever.
Yeah. And who else had him? You said that it was two names.
Oh, yeah. Make Deadpool great again. Get to hit with Stephen Sondheim.
It's never lost it. Deadpool's always been great.
Wipe Your Toast on Me gets a hit.
Yep.
As does You Can't Hide Your Dying Eyes.
Yeah. All right.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
That came on the radio the other day, and that's all I could hear.
I know. I hear it, too, all the time.
And I had to text Craig. I'm like, I'm in the car singing it.
Change the whole meaning of that song if you sing it that way. Right.
Right. Was she still headed for the cheating side of town?
Well, the dying, basically.
Yeah, dying was the only one I substituted when I was singing it.
Right. That's what we got. Nick's here. Is she said bye week?
Yeah.
Oh, they had a bye week.
Yeah, they were
off. I looked for
them. Yeah, they were off.
I'm back. I think Huskers were off this past weekend, too, right?
Kind of.
Right. A little bit. Second half, anyway.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.